I'd like to welcome everyone to another brand new episode of Talent Talks. I'm your host, Andrew Mitchell, and today I'm joined by Nick Kramitis, CEO and founder of The Hunt Club, a referral recruiting service that leverages technology and a front-end automated process to help land passive candidates. Nick, welcome to the show today. Great to have you back on Talent Talks.
Thanks, Andrew. Excited to be here and excited to share a little bit more about some things going on.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, there's a lot of exciting news going on in the search industry right now. But today, I know we're going to discuss a monumental release you just came out with, and that being Hunt Club raising over $1.8 million to transform recruiting for innovative companies. So, Nick, congratulations on that great milestone.
Really appreciate it. I think, you know, it's a lot of people celebrate fundraising. I think we're really excited about it, more so based on the partners that we have involved. So we were able to, you know, really syndicate a great round between a couple different funds and actually quite a few, you know, entrepreneurs, customers, and, you know, folks that have disrupted different industries and categories. So we're excited about everyone being on board.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds really exciting. And, you know, I know there are definitely some great things to come. So, you know, we're really looking forward to what the Hunt Club is going to be able to transform the recruiting industry with this investment. So it's going to be really interesting to see.
We're excited.
So, Nick, you know, what we're seeing today, like you mentioned, is a lot of investment dollars continue to pour into new technologies designed to change this whole talent management industry. Why is so much investment money simply just pouring into the pockets of some of these recruiters to really take part in the talent sector right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple different trends that are really, you know, causing institutional capital and investors to start to really focus on the space. I think the first is great talent has never been harder to actually attract and retain. You know, think about the visibility that the internet's provided with a wide breadth of different opportunities. People's head are on a swivel. So I think people are always looking for some sort of edge in order to compete and get the best people to join their company and obviously drive their best results, which the best people can do. I think the second is, if you look at actual unemployment, it's at an all-time low. So for the first time, people are having to compete against attracting and retaining passive talent. I think they're trying to arm themselves with the right tools to go out and get there. And I think the final trend is really the industry in itself has not evolved in a very long time since the launch of LinkedIn. You know, a lot of executive search firms and traditional external recruiting firms haven't had to think about how to infuse technology across their entire end-to-end experience, whether it be it for the candidate or the client. And I think you're seeing quite a few folks that have more of a technical background or a technology background thinking about ways to build and rethink a customer experience and a candidate experience that hasn't changed in decades. So I think those are some of your larger macro trends.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, that's a really good point, Nick. And the trend that I really see a lot is, like you mentioned, a lot of the older traditional search firms are not really used to the idea of technology being a huge factor in the recruiting process. But, you know, now they're kind of noticing that over the past couple of years, it's really ramping up the production and, you know, the connectivity that the smaller boutique firms are able to have. So it's really interesting to see how the smaller ones can have such a large connection rate, you know, just because of technology now, and they're able to compete with some of the Power Five firms.
Yeah, I think the other interesting point, Andrew, is if you look at the way that business is changing today with digital literally intersecting across every single industry and disrupting them from the ground up. So think of Uber in the cab industry, Airbnb in the hotel industry, you know, Grubhub in the delivery industry, so on and so forth. Search hasn't really been touched in a long time. And I also think, you know, to service the type of customers that are going to be the next category of billion-dollar companies, a lot of firms are going to have to rethink how they actually do that and what tools and technology they use. And I think it's changing the way people think about talent, and it's changing what talent actually looks like as well.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a really interesting factor that, you know, it's going to continue to change over the next couple of years. And, you know, every day something new is coming out. So we're definitely going to try to keep up with these trends, and the ones who don't are the ones that are going to be, you know, unfortunately left behind.
That's our bet.
So, Nick, I know the last time we spoke, we discussed a lot of the, you know, new methods of using technology that the Hunt Club was using to help the recruiting process. How much has this really helped produce positive results for your firm?
Oh, incredibly well. And I think it really, if you think about what we're focusing and investing a tremendous amount in, it's how to unlock the power of the network. So as LinkedIn continues to get saturated with a million recruiters sending a million messages to a million of the same candidates, it's really difficult to cut through the clutter. So what we've really productized is a way to refer amazing people from folks that know them, understand what they're interested in, and can really provide a really quick access point to them. So we do that in a number of different ways. I'm not going to share my secret sauce on here, but I think as the world continues to leverage the same sourcing channels, you know, we can grow and cut through the clutter a little bit quicker. And so you couple that with really tools to be the smartest recruiting company in the industry, applying the same types of analytics and insights that a lot of digitally enabled businesses have over this space, and building tools and technology to give our recruiters and our services team the ability to do, you know, 2 to 3x more work than the traditional recruiter and be more efficient. I think it's we're really trying to define a different model here.
Yeah, and that's a really good point, Nick, because like you said, just trying to make it a faster process, and that's key right now, because the faster you're able to do a search and can be able to complete it, the more searches you're going to be able to actually get done. Now, Nick, how does Hunt Club plan to use this new funding, and what are some channels that you're going to try to explore with this new funding?
Yeah, so I think there's really 2 to 3 initiatives we're leveraging the capital for. The first is to expand our services team, so continue to grow our own personnel headcount. So really growing from a, you know, 20, 30 person team to a 60 person team by the end of the year. Investing deeper in some of our machine learning tools to really understand and solve the problem of who's the best fit for a role possible, to really kind of help educate our clients. And then look to continue to expand our influencer network and look to actually launch a second physical office by the end of the year. So it's really, we're planning to leverage this round of funding and likely subsequent ones down the road for investments in technology and continued expansion and growing our services team.
That's awesome, Nick. Well, you know, it's great to hear that the, you know, growth is in the future plan, and always anytime any company continues to add individuals and, you know, expand into new states or countries with new offices, that's always a positive sign. It's great to see that, you know, a firm like yourself is continuing to grow.
Thanks. Really appreciate it, Andrew. We're excited about it.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, one last thought, Nick, can you discuss any of the future plans for Hunt Club in the next couple of years, or, you know, within the rest of this year? What are some key goals you're trying to set for the Hunt Club?
Yeah, I think it's really aggressive, you know, both top line and bottom line growth. It's really aggressive investments into automating a lot of the processes that all firms have to do from a manual perspective. And I think I think our goal is to be, if not the fastest growing firm in there, certainly company in the country, but also continue to build different tools and technology and platform to make us the most efficient. So I think it looks a whole lot like the same of what we're doing right now, just more of it based on an infusion of capital.
Yep, definitely. And, you know, it's always going to be an intriguing topic to talk about when you're exploring new things and, you know, just trying to revamp the current things that you're working on now. And, you know, you have the capital for it. So, you know, why not just go out there and, you know, make a name for yourself? And that's what Hunt Club is doing right now. And, you know, we're definitely looking forward to the continued success your firm's going to have in the coming years.
Well, we appreciate the support from Hunt Scaling and looking forward to helping you guys as much as we can too.
Yeah, well, perfect, Nick. Well, that's all the time we have for you today. You know, alongside Nick Kramitis of the Hunt Club, I'm Andrew Mitchell with Hunt Scaling Media, and this is Talent Talks.